Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Machona, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite fine, just recovering from a flu, a cold, but I'm now okay.
Man, isn't that many of us? Same here. I'm actually recovering from a flu, but I thank God that we're here today. Thank you so much for making time to join us, Pastor.
Thank you.
Now, when we read in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." And so this week's topic is in the power of the tongue. Now let's begin by breaking down this particular verse. What does it mean that death and life are in the power of the tongue? Surely it's not that serious. After all, only God can speak things into existence, not so?
That is very true. Only God is all-powerful. Only God spoke the world into existence. They say he created the universe ex nihilo, meaning he said he spoke and it was so. He just spoke and it was so. But now the book of Proverbs now is bringing another dimension, saying death and life in the power of the tongue, in the power of the tongue. Now, you need to realize maybe one thing, that the tongue is being used here as kind of a metaphor,
okay,
or representing one very, very important thing,
okay,
which is words spoken.
Oh,
now,
okay.
The tongue, that is simply implying words spoken. So the tongue... you realize it's a small little thing.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
I'm speaking right now, I'm using my tongue.
Yes,
lips, but now I'm playing a very pivotal role. Now, so I'm uttering words. Now, those words now are being represented by the tongue. It is the tongue that is making the words to come out the way they are coming out.
Okay, all right.
So the way I'm speaking now, I can speak words which can hinder something or which can affect someone. So the element of death being spoken here, it can be physical death, it can be literal death, but it can be some form of death which is not which is not actually literal death.
That's quite serious.
So it is. We have got graves right now. Graves. If we were to put an inscription, the causes of death caused by, we say caused by the tongue.
Yeah.
Not that person's tongue, but someone's tongue. The tongue has taken people to the graves. The tongue has taken people to hospitals. You know, and actually, the tongue actually has also taken people to marriages. So that's the tongue for you. So it's being used as a metaphor. Words spoken can either make life or can break life. You know, words spoken.
I see.
So that's the power of the tongue.
Such is the power of a tongue indeed. I'm actually quite excited to be talking about this topic this week. I'm literally looking for it. Now, does this not fall into the new age teaching of speaking positivity into any situation but to turn things around? I mean, you always hear people saying you must manifest wealth, you must manifest good health, people say that's a new age thinking, and the question is, is it not similar to that? Is that not what it is actually?
There's always a counterfeit to what we have in the Bible. There's always a counterfeit to it, you know, something, and it's usually difficult. There's a thin line now, putting a difference between the two. The line is so thin, so that if you are not careful, you may think that's what Solomon is talking about. Now, new age teaching or a new age movement, I think one of their beliefs is right thinking is a healing effect. So I can speak like this, you are healed. You see, someone is speaking to me.
Yeah,
Alfred,
yeah.
You are healed. Now that's the tongue. Remember, I've spoken words using my tongue.
Yeah.
So their belief now, they believe in the right thing. So if I think I'm healed, if I think I'm healed, then I say, I receive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a psychological game now. If I say, this year is going to be your year, I declare this year is your year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a year has got 365 days, and a lot of things can happen in the
year. In a year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of things can happen. Yes, I can propose to my girlfriend, and she can say, I accept your proposal. Then that fits into that this year is your year.
Yeah.
So what now, the difference now is, it's now in the mindset.
Mm.
It's now in the mindset. Because if I say to to a girl, right? Mm. Now, if you lose me, you are not ever gonna get someone like me, because I think I'm the one who is meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's up to that girl's mind. The words that I've spoken to her can make her change her mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's the point. So the new age teaching now. It's somewhat psychological. It's a mind game. They play with your mind, and you can easily give in. But now a word once spoken cannot be retrieved. It has got an effect whether for good or for evil.
Interesting. Now I want us to look at because that verse says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So I actually want to now check with you. We'll start with death. What kind of talk that leads to death?
Yeah, as we were beginning this discussion, I think I mentioned something of the. To the effect that there are some graves, there are some people who received a message and they did not receive it quite well. You know, for example, I've got a wife and I'm cheating, right?
Yeah,
I'm cheating. I'm not faithful to my wife.
Mm.
Then she discovers that. Then I tell her, yeah, sure, that's what I'm doing. Do whatever that you want. You know, that's the truth. Yeah, you are not good for me. That's why I look for a side chick. You are not good for me. How on earth do you think my wife is going to take those words?
It's killing that person.
I'm killing that person. You know, I'm killing that person. There's what is called straight truth, which is not usually good. Yeah, it's straight talk, but you'll be harming someone. And Jesus would not do that.
So
you say,
So are you discouraging straight talk?
I think maybe the way now it is put across. For example, that woman was caught in adultery, right? And all those guys that condemned them, right, condemned the woman. Then Jesus said, woman, where are those people who are condemning you? Then she said, no, I'm not seeing them anywhere near me. Then Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Jesus knew this woman was guilty. He knew that.
Yeah.
But he did not condemn her. He did not condemn. He could have just said, woman, what you did, it was death. So take her away and stone her. You know. So words once spoken, whether it is straight talk, it is whatever it is, but it has got an impact on the receiver now. When I encode a message, the one who decodes the message now, there's something that that message is going to do to that person. You know, it can either make that person or break that person. It may be true. It may be true. Right. That's what I'm saying. Straight talk. It may be true. But now how I convey that message to the recipient may either break or make that.
Or make that person.
That's the point here.
Yeah, quite interesting. And then on the contrary side, what kind of talk would lead to life?
Positive talk, encouraging talk. You know, we are living in a world where we are so selfish, many of us. You know, we are so selfish. We want everything to be me first in everything.
Yeah.
So when I talk of positive talk, Even if a person is misfired, you know, if a person is misfired, whether a husband, a wife, a boy, a girlfriend, whatever, the flip side of the negative, the way I convey the message, you know, it can break her or make that person. The way I convey, I think the key thing is on the modus, how now the choice of words, my choice of words. I have a point. This person is faltered. This person has done something good. You know, how do I encourage to do better than that next time? You know, so I think it's in the modus, how the message is conveyed, you know, that brings out the better of that from that person.
Yeah.
That's my take on that one.
Mm. So what you're then suggesting is that, you know, sometimes you're saying the message can be negative. That is, you're trying to maybe build a person, critique a person, you know, tell the person that you've done wrong here and stuff like that, which is what you should do. But you are saying that how you message that could either make or break this person. Am I hearing you to be saying this?
How you package your message. How you package your message. Maybe you are at a party, at a dinner, whatever. Then here comes a lady. She's dressed, she thinks she's dressed properly, but maybe the attire is not suitable for the occasion. The attire is not suitable for the party. To her, it's nice. Maybe when she left home, I mean, she got all those comments. Oh, yeah, you're looking nice. That would be good. Then she said, wow. Hey, this is not a funeral. No, this is not a funeral. Yeah, this is not a funeral or some high school party. This is a high-class dinner. What do we think such words would do to that lady?
Yeah, they'll kill her, definitely.
In a way, yes. So I believe it's the packaging now. I've seen something wrong, but now before I utter a word, I need to think, how can I package my way so that that person won't be offended? Maybe I'm trying to say the lady now, just walking out of the door and maybe going back home, you know. Yeah, maybe it's the packaging now. I think that's the key thing, the way I package the statement.
Yeah. Man, very interesting. Well, Pastor, this was an introductory talk for us with you this morning about the power of the tongue. So in this, you know, introductory conversation, we're going to be talking, of course, you know, throughout the week until Friday. But what is it that you'd like to leave with the listener? And what can the listener, you know, our listeners look forward to for this week?
In the book of James, I think we're going to be touching on that one today, the day after tomorrow. The tongue is one of the, actually it's a hidden organ, you know, it's a hidden organ. You don't normally see it unless someone is speaking or whatever. But it has got the potential to do great things. It has got the potential to do great things for the negative or for the positive. That's the tongue. So whatever that we do with our tongue, we need to be very careful. Especially, and like what I said, it's a metaphor. In this case, tongue can be used for other purposes. But for now, I'm talking about when we it is releasing words. So words once spoken, you cannot retrieve them.
Yeah.
Someone said, no, I was just kidding. I was just playing. Someone will say, no, you cannot play with your tongue. I think use your feet. If you want to play, use your feet. Don't use your tongue. So we need to be very careful. We need to be very careful how we utter our words, you know, especially as Christians. You know, once you say words, to taking them back, yeah, that would be something else.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, Pastor, I think this was a good introduction to our discussion this afternoon. And of course, looking forward to what we are going to be talking about, you know, the whole of this week. We're going to be talking about the power of the tongue and really delving into this discussion. But for today, I do want to say thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.